Good morning, friends. Welcome to today's Daily Dharma. Today we're going to continue to work with the calming the nervous system with the shamatha practice. I'm not going to say much today. Want to have a bit of a longer time to sit together. The one thing that's important though, very important, when you're doing the shamatha practice, it translates to tranquility. So this is really what we're doing. Don't go into it with the intention to concentrate. It's going to be too tight. Go in with the intention, very gentle intention, to calm. And this is what your nervous system does on its own. So by just bringing the attention to the body, then we are already kind of, we're working with something that already knows what to do. Yeah? Very different than going in saying, okay, I'm going to concentrate now. Okay, so calming with the body, and then let the body lead the mind. As the body calms, so too does the mind as it stays, or to the degree that it stays connected to the body. Okay, so let's go ahead and practice together now. Settling into your posture. And really, I mean, settle is a good word. Relaxing the muscles while the back continues to be alert, to rise up, to lengthen upwards. And yet the energy of the muscles settles, it relaxes and it settles downwards. Feeling the body. Having a clear intention that the body soften, relax, settle. You might notice particular areas of the body where there can be holding and tension, and you know, without us even knowing it, like the eyes, the jaw, the shoulders, and the belly. Would it be like to let each of these areas go or let them kind of drop? So settling downwards. And connected with the tension, and very likely to start to notice as the energy settles downwards, we notice the contact points where the body is touching whatever is below it. We can bring the attention kind of precisely to these contact points and notice what sensations are felt. All the while continuing to induce calm and settling. Not forcing the calm, just kind of intending for it, inviting it. noticing sensations where the body is in contact with what's below it. Noticing sensations where the body is in contact with another part of the body. Hands touching, for example. Being clear that what you're paying attention to is the sensations in the body. At this point, the sensations you're noticing at these touch points. And the intention to settle and calm. Really working with these two things, and they naturally support and deepen one another, feeling the body, relaxing the body. Sort of two sides of the same coin, you might say, or experience. Noticing sensations at touch points, noticing sensations in the body where it's not in contact with something. Can you ascertain, sensations in any other parts of the body where it's not in contact with anything? And now let your attention be aware of the whole body all at once. Some places there will be sensations, some places not. But it's like you're feeling the whole body all at once, not moving the attention around the body, just widening it to kind of fill the whole body or take the whole body as its object. As we bring our attention to the whole body, very well may be that you start to notice the sensations in the body associated with the body breathing. Of course, these sensations are not separate from the body. Just particular bodily sensations that have to do with how the body breathes in and out. And you might notice where you feel them particularly. What what you feel in terms of the breath sensations. Of course, the other sensations of the body are still present. And there's a way you can kind of draw the particular sensations of the breath to the foreground and let the other bodily sensations be in the background. And you can also let them all mix together and just feel the whole thing. It'd be called the breath body. Just kind of one flux of changing sensations. Either way is fine. And so we intend to keep the attention connected to the sensations of the breath and body. We intend to gently and most organically have the calm in the body deepen, settle. And to support this, we just check in frequently with these two sides of the same coin. Am I feeling the body somatically? Am I connected to the sensations, feeling them? And in this moment, is the breath and body as soft and relaxed as it can be? And enjoying whatever level of calm and settledness occurs in the body and in the mind. May the merit of our practice be supportive conditions for our own happiness and for the happiness of living beings everywhere. Thank you for your practice. Well, that's it for today, folks. And that's it for the Daily Dharma. This Friday will be the last day. You can access all the Daily Dharmas archived through the website. And so it's goodbye for now. Maybe we'll meet again on the Dharma Trail, maybe at an online retreat or in-person retreat at IMS. And just want to leave by wishing you well and wishing that the conditions continue to be supportive for you to continue to practice and cultivate the Eightfold Path. Not much else better a human can do with this life, you know, that being as a foundation. So I wish you well and take good care. Bye-bye.